Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The Thursday night throwdown has begun. Sirius XM, channel 159, as the chaos continues in the Mile High City. The St. Louis Blues have just taken a 3-1 lead with 9.5 minutes remaining. It was 2-0 coming into the third period of play. Colorado scored to make it 2-1. St. Louis have just responded 3-1 with 9.5 left. If you follow us on Twitter, well, if you don't, you should. We just posted about 10, 15 minutes ago. I said, I'm taking the in-game over 4.5. And here we are right now. We're at 4. We should get there, although I would have preferred if it was the Colorado Avalanche who had just tied the hockey game. This is not a goal that you can give up in a game like this at this time of the hockey game. That's not a good goal. And you've heard me a lot during the playoffs say, hey, listen, people are calling out the goalies for this. They're calling out the goalies for that. That's a save you need to make right there. You know, there's actually been a couple, you know, the goalies would like to have back. But when you're fighting back and you're down 2-1, you just can't give up that goal. But it is, it was, and it's going to be. It's 3-1 right now. Colorado Avalanche, the Stanley Cup favorites, despite the fact, I don't know, when's the last time the Colorado Avalanche were actually good? I'm not talking about regular season good. Everybody's good in the regular season. Who cares about the regular season? When's the last time? Like when Patrick Waugh was there? When Joe Sakic was there? I'm not like the best with like, you know, I'm not the best with years and telling you exactly what years things happened in. But I'll tell you what, that was a hell of a long time ago. We'll put it that way. Patrick Waugh's been like a junior hockey league coach for like 20 years now or something like that. Dude's been retired a long time, all right? So it's 3-1 right now with 8.5 minutes remaining. And two Colorado Avalanche players just collided into each other and actually led to a turnover and nearly just led to the fourth goal for the Blues. So at this point, listen, we've got a parlay that's about to go down in flames, AC/DC style, shot down in flames. But we are on the end game over 4.5, and at this point, we will take it. Teddy Covers! Teddy! Teddy Covers going to step up and then break it down with us. We'll talk NBA playoff basketball with Teddy. The Boston Celtics throttle the Miami Heat. 127-102 is the final score. They get Horford back. Horford had a major impact on the defensive end. And they get Marcus Smart back, who Marcus Smart just had a great all-around game. 24 points, 12 assists, 9 rebounds for Marcus Smart. 127-102. Game sails over the number. And this is it's the second game in this series in which they set a low total. And it's the second game in the series that it sails over the number. And speaking of totals, the National Hockey League, it has been an under fest so far. We'll see if this game still stays under. Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. The Thursday night throwdown has begun. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it on Sirius XM channel 159. Sports Grid Radio Networks, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Let's talk NBA basketball tonight with Scoop Jackson, the original OG, Slam Magazine. Scoop steps up and then to break it down with us. We'll talk NBA basketball with Scoop Jackson. We'll talk NBA basketball with Teddy Cover straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We've got a full house here this evening. We send it to the Windy City. Big Card Julio, Julio Rosario steps up and in and kicks it with us as well. With our Windy City Sports Report. South Beach tonight. It was not a good night in South Beach tonight as the Boston Celtics absolutely rolled and throttled the Miami Heat. 127-102 is the final score tonight. Horford was back. Marcus Smart was back. And the Boston Celtics were back. The Miami Heat got punched in the mouth and did not respond. It was 36-24 after the first quarter of play, and there was no turning back after that for the Boston Celtics. We're tied at one. In case you're wondering, what are the Celtics going to lay when they go back to Boston? They're laying 6 points. 6-point favorites in game three, 208.5. Teddy Covers will step up, and then we'll break it down. Dallas and Golden State. I think Dallas are still missing 3-point shots right now. 11 for 48 last night. They're also getting 6 points. The total is 214. I like the over a lot in this basketball game tomorrow night. If you look at last night's game, and we'll break it down with Teddy Covers, but if you look at last night's basketball game, the Dallas Mavericks hit 11 three-point shots. They were literally, what, 11 for 48 from three? And it's not like the Golden State Warriors shot lights out. It was a collective team effort in which all the starters had double digits. I didn't hit six guys in double digits, the Warriors, and they played pretty much a perfect basketball game. But by their standards, offensively and percentage-wise, they can shoot the ball better. Dallas has to shoot the ball better. And I tell you what, you know the picture of Luka Doncic having a beer with Boban in the afternoon that wasn't really real? Maybe they should be real. Because when you only hit six shots in a game, maybe you should slam a six-pack as well. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! It's the Thursday Night Throwdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Let's do this. There's a lot of stuff to get to tonight. We've got the OG, Scoop Jackson, kicking with us. We'll talk NBA basketball with Scoop. Big Card Julio steps up and in from the Windy City. He's the Chicago State college basketball team play-by-play voice, as well as the Windy City Bulls. And I think he might be, he's either a pilot right now, or I don't know, he's racking up the frequent flyer miles, because every time he joins us, he's joining us from an airport. I know that. So we've got a full house here tonight. Teddy, Julio, and Scoop Jackson. A lot of stuff I want to get to. We've got NHL playoff hockey going on right now as we speak. The Tampa Bay Lightning, the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion, Tampa Bay Lightning. They've won 9 consecutive playoff series, coming into a series against the Florida Panthers team in which the Lightning were underdogs in the series. I got them at plus 150. And have been underdogs in both games. And they are now leading the series 2-0. They actually scored. It looked like overtime was in the cards. And the Tampa Bay Lightning do what championship pedigree teams do. They steal a win. Right? Just, you know what I'm saying? Just sort of out of nowhere. Like one of those what just happened type of deals. They scored with 4 seconds remaining in the game. To silence the building. No, now the the Miami Heat also went down in flames tonight. So both local teams in the Miami area lose this evening. Boston Celtics have to feel good about themselves right now. And we spoke with Teddy last week, and Teddy will be joining us in a second here, and I believe we just made connection with Teddy. I talked about the Boston Celtics, and Teddy talked about why everyone loves them, their statistical profile. And people do love them, as we've seen. Look tonight, when the Boston Celtics had Horford and Smart back, the Miami Heat closed as one-point favorites tonight. Teddy Covers steps up and wagertalk.com straight from the Strip of Las Vegas, Nevada. And Teddy, FanDuel right now is the Boston Celtics -6 on their home floor. The lower seed, a six-point favorite on their home court right now. Teddy, how you doing tonight, Teddy?
I won tonight, Gabe, so I'm actually in a good mood. So, you know, I'm okay. How about you?
Well, yeah, you should move to Boston. You love this city and team so much. So, is that why you're in a good mood? You were on the Celtics, I'm assuming, then.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that was the only way to play it, you know. In my opinion, that was the only way to play it. The market went crazy on Boston. I'm glad I locked in early. Because if I tried to do it later in the day, I wouldn't have gotten there because, you know, what was that?
What about game one? Did you abstain from game one due to the injuries, or did you play game one?
Oh, no, I had Miami game one. I mean, it was the turnaround was just too short for Boston, you know. Just too and we saw it even be too short for Dallas last night. So, you know, the game ones, the math really shows the long-term track record of these game ones. After a seven-game series, you got to travel on the highway for game one. You know, those teams are bad ATS and 0-2 again this round. So it's been a good start to the conference finals.
The Boston Celtics are now -230 in the series, which is ridiculous. Like the number, if they win, fine. But, you know, people are really, like I said, people are, you know, just in love with this basketball team. And there's still a lot of real estate left. Miami's going to get a split after, and then suddenly it'll be 2-2 after, and then here we are. I think the number is just way too high, Teddy, at -230. But it is what it is. They know more than I do, right? They're the ones taking the money. It's not my money that I'm paying out, so they're setting a number for a reason. I guess they're just not getting a lot of Miami action right now, but -230 in a series that is tied as one. And what's this? This thing closed at -175, Teddy. So it won right now, -230. Very steep price. Too late if you like the Celtics, I'll tell you that.
Though, honestly, this number's only going up. I'm looking at the global marketplace right now, and 230's cheap. You know?
FanDuel's the best. Yeah, you know what, though, Teddy? You know what it was coming in after? Like, it switched. Hey, I win. There's my empty netter. I took in game over 4.5 in the St. Louis Blues. The Blues just scored again. It's 4-1 with 1:50 left. Our in game over 4.5 hits. We'll take it. But, you know, I talked about this, Teddy, and I said this is the classic example of a series similar to Milwaukee and Boston. And I'm not saying the number's too high in that, oh, no, Boston aren't going to win or whatever. But I just said you can get both teams a plus money. And this is a classic example of it. The Miami Heat, man, it was +145, and then the injuries hit, and it closed to +120. And then after that, boom, Miami came into tonight as the series favorites, right? You could have got Boston also at +130. It's pretty crazy. And I'm just saying Miami steal a win here. Like, this is one of these deals that I think it's going to be a long series, and already two games in, if you like that style of betting, you have both teams at plus money in your back pocket already.
Yeah, I mean, it's a perfect scenario. And it's one of these, you know, again.
The dog needs to win first, Teddy, for that stuff to work. That's when it really works.
Well, sure, but Miami was the game one favorite, even though they were a dog in the series.
Yeah, so but the series price I'm talking about.
But the situation set up perfectly to bet Miami before game one and then to bet Boston after game one. So you get a plus price for both teams, and now you don't care who wins the series. You know, but I can say this. I mean, I'm going to call Boston in six. And whether Miami steals one in Boston or whether they get the one on their home floor, I do think the Celtics are going to win this series. And we saw why tonight. Boston's A games is the best in the NBA.
I don't know if it's the best in the NBA. I was going to say that I would agree that their A game is better than the Miami Heat. Put it this way. I was going to say, I would have finished the sentence with, they've won because of their depth. When they have everybody on the floor, they have more better players than Miami do. Right? They just, you know, they're deeper than Miami are. So I'm going to give them that, but they're not deeper than Golden State. Like, put it this way. If Golden State played Boston, I would take Golden State, Teddy. Sounds like you think Boston's the best team in the NBA.
Yeah, you got a lot of respect for the Warriors. I don't know that I'm there with Golden State with you yet.
I'm on the other side. I trust a team that's won. Like, what? Boston's never won anything. Do they have anybody that's ever won anything? Al Horford won a college title. Like, I don't. Boston's going to have to prove it to me. Right? They're going to have to prove it to me. They went 7 with a Chris Middleton-less Milwaukee Bucks team. They swept a Brooklyn net team that blow and, you know, had 1.5 players and stuff. And they won by an average of 4 points per game. Like, I get it. You know what I mean? I'm not saying they're not good, Teddy, but I'm just saying I feel. I've seen Boston choke before. I've seen those 22-2 runs like happen in game one. I've seen them like sort of be, you know, on the grasp of great things and, oh, what just happened type of thing. They got to prove it to me, Boston. But it seems like this new coach, who people don't talk about enough, I think, really knows the right buttons to push. Man, this guy doesn't play around, man. He lets them have it during timeouts. He gets after them. And, I'm not doubting him, Teddy, but I trust Golden State more. But I don't think there's any value with Golden State at plus 100 right now, as far as the future is concerned.
So the issue, I mean, I guess there's a couple of issues with Boston versus the Warriors, all right, in comparison to one another. One is that you talked about the Celtics' depth, and I think, for number one, Boston's bounced back, responded well to adversity this postseason. Okay.
Yes.
And to me, that's as important as any.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right. Number
Somebody
two,
brought it up last night.
Champs.
They're like 10-1
right.
Off a loss in the playoffs or something.
Sure,
Boston,
that's
like
why
that.
I had them tonight. It's easy. Yeah. It's easy. These are the runs you bet the same team in the same spot again and again in the postseason, and you grow to love those teams, Gabe.
I wouldn't call it easy after one night, but yeah, I would say.
I've been doing it the whole playoffs, the whole series against the Bucks.
Nothing is easy. Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This lady said I'm an artist.
Your husband's work is what we call outsider art. It could be by a mental patient or a hillbilly or a chimpanzee.
I am a chimpanzee. Let's roll. Teddy's the hillbilly. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Throwing it down. A lot of stuff to get to. All right, so Boston rolls tonight. Teddy said it was easy. Easy money. Boston rolls tonight. Boston are now plus 185 to win the championship. Golden State are plus 100. The Miami Heat are plus 550. And the Dallas Mavericks are now 11-1. So, Teddy, I went 1-2 in this game tonight. Because, listen, I took Miami in game one. And I went back to them tonight because I got them in the series. I got the series going 7. So I was hoping to steal another one and then hoping to buy back with Boston at a fat price. But it didn't happen. But I did like the over. I thought the total was too light. Here's another game. Both games have sailed over the number in this series. And this one was frustrating, Teddy. Played Jason Tatum over 28.5 points. Finished with 27.
Oh, that's brutal. Yeah, those are tough.
Yeah.
But
and then, well, it was a route too. Like he, if, you know what I mean? It just was a little different. It should have, could have, would have, didn't. But what do you make of the totals there both times? And you know they set a low one, and here what they do this time? 208.5 Teddy this time. They bumped it up to 208.5 now,
and it still went over. So first. I'm not the hillbilly. I'm the mental patient.
Oh, you're the mental. Sorry. Hey, I'm the chimpanzee. I could be. You're right. I could have been the mental patient or the chimpanzee. But I guess we're not hillbillies. You're right.
Sure. If you're taking the chimp, I'm taking the So, and second,
yeah, you're the one that put your sandals in our fridge at the cabana in the pool.
I wanted to make sure they'd be there, and they were. So, and then plus my feet were warm.
Earl still talks about that. We had the sandwiches in there.
Yeah, I think I was probably, I might have been drinking that day. Who knows?
So, it was 4th of July. Green Valley Ranch.
Exactly. Sure.
Fun day.
And secondly, easy. Okay, I'm not saying the game itself was easy. I'm saying for me, the decision process was very easy because all I'm doing is Boston loses, I'm betting on the Celtics in the next game. And I've been doing that since the start of the postseason, and it's working. So I'm going to probably keep doing it until it stops working. So that's what makes it easy. In terms of the total, I've been wrong. I thought under, and I thought under again. You know, game one felt under, in my mind, game one, because it was such a foul fest. You know, both teams getting to the free throw line 30-plus times in that game. I wasn't convinced we were going to see that again in game two. And game two was just a blowout. I mean, you know, Boston was raining from three-point range, and then when a team rains from three-point range, and the fourth quarter doesn't die because it's a blowout, then the game's likely to go over. But if you ask me which way would I be looking to bet this series moving forward, I'd be looking to bet Heat Celtics under before I'd be looking to bet over games three and beyond.
Yeah, you feel like there's got to be an undercoming at some point in time, but these games have just comfortably sailed over. So as far as tomorrow night is concerned, I got burnt in game one. I was on the over the Dallas Golden State game one. This is when people ask me, and I talked about it a little bit earlier tonight, and I said, oh, I'm going after the over tomorrow in this basketball game. And I don't want to relive the nightmare, but here are the numbers, guys. 31-86 overall from the field, so that's 36%.
Brick.
As I said last night, Teddy, I said all the Dallas Maverick players are wanted by the San Francisco Police Department for destruction of private property. So many bricks, they smashed the glass last night. Three-point shooting, guys. 11 of 48. 22.9%. And even pathetically, Teddy, 14 to 21, 66.7% from the free throw line. It's like, come on, man. You didn't even hit your freaking free throws. Like, that's just terrible. And I'm not saying they're going to shoot lights out tomorrow, but statistically and mathematically, they have to be better. And Golden State put up 112 points. It was a very diverse portfolio that they had with all their players in double digits, and it was impressive. But when you really look at it, Klay Thompson, 1 for 4 from three. Steph Curry, 3 for 9 from three. 4 for 7 from the free throw line. 7 of 16 from the field. It's not, you know, overall, the Golden State Warriors guys only hit 10 three-point shots. They were 10 of 29 for 34.5%, well below their standards as well. At the free throw line, they shot 62.5%, Teddy. I could go on and on. I got to believe that the old water finds its level deal comes into play tomorrow. I like the over tomorrow night.
So the Warriors are shooting more than 10% worse from the free throw line in the postseason than they did in the regular season.
Wow.
And I kind of chartered it up to, well, they haven't really been tested. And in that series against Memphis, they were exhausted because the Grizzlies really made them work hard defensively. But on the other hand, they scored 112, and they shot 56% from the floor, you know, and the game stayed under by margin. So even though Dallas is a good defensive team, they made good defensive adjustments throughout the postseason. In both series to get here, the Mavs defense literally got better game by game. So, yeah, they'll probably hit more threes. But the other thing is that the Mavs, I mean, they had the slowest pace in the regular season. They got a really slow pace here in the postseason as well. Dallas doesn't want to push. They haven't pushed. Are they going to push tomorrow? Or are we going to, you know, rely on... I mean, they took a boatload of threes between them. You know, 29 on the one side, 48 on the other. That is not necessarily a great recipe for overs. Cause it's
so it's what, 77?
Getting,
yeah, 77 threes, and they hit a combined 21 of them.
Yeah, but that means they're not getting the looks in the paint. This is what scares me about that over, okay? I thought this is where Golden State misses Gary Payton. All right, Gary Payton is someone who they can stick in front of Luka, and it might work. Well, they stuck Wiggins in front of Luka, and it worked. So, is Luka gas? Is this, you know, did he have his run and that's that?
No, but you just said it earlier about it's one game. Short, you know what I mean? Short stint coming off a game seven, emotional win.
Yes. Agreed.
So I'm not going to, like I said, I'm not ready to write Dallas off in the series either, Teddy. Even though I think Golden State are going to win the series, but I'm not ready to write Dallas off. I still think this is a long series, even though they got smashed. I think there's too much of a tendency to jump on and off of teams. You see the mainstream media do it on a daily basis, Teddy, right? You know what I mean?
And that's not the way to win in the postseason. The way to win in the postseason is to make your decisions about who you like, and you can adjust maybe after game one, but don't be if you decide you're going to zigzag, it zigzag the series. If you decide you're gonna, there's one side that you're looking for your opportunities to bet, then look for the best opportunities to bet that side or that total. But changing your opinion back and forth will destroy you in the postseason. You got to have a game plan going in.
So what do you expect from Dallas tomorrow? Are they going to be better or are they just overmatched? Because as we talked about, you know, from the game one, it was kind of a write-off for them, right? They kept on shooting. It didn't fall for them. It is what it is. This will not be a write-off for them this game, but what does it matter? What's your opinion?
I think Dallas will be better, and I think Dallas is overmatched. You know, again, I would call this maybe a six-game series, you know. Maybe. I think Golden State, I think it's Golden State and Boston in the finals. I think it's, the two favorites in these two series. And I would expect Dallas to win a game or two, but you know, I wouldn't take Dallas.
Did you think they were going to beat Phoenix? Because last weekend,
no,
I'm talking in the series. Because last weekend we went into the weekend, not we, but everybody in the world. Although I did think Phoenix were going to win Game Seven.
Yeah, so did I.
But so we went to the weekend, and then people come out loving Phoenix, and then people come out of the weekend saying, oh, how bad Phoenix are suddenly, right? There's like everything sort of revisionist history, and they were down two games to Phoenix as well. That's my point. So, like, you're sort of saying, oh, they're overmatched. They can't do this. They can't do that. I'm going to hold off on all the assessments. It was one game. It got away from them. And we all know the cliche. Sometimes it's better. You know, basketball is different than hockey, but or football, etc. But sometimes it's better, Teddy, to get absolutely smoked than lose a heartbreaker in overtime or something. Right? Where we tried our best and we still lost. Dallas can actually say to themselves, listen, that's not us. What happened the other night? We're not an 11 for 48 team. I mean, they can believe that and at least, you know, give themselves some confidence and some hope.
I agree with everything you're saying. If I'm playing a side in game two, it's not the favorite, you know. It's the dog. I still think Golden State's going to win the series. But, of course, Dallas has a better performance than them. I don't think they're vastly outmatched. But you and I have seen enough playoff basketball, right? Neither one of us we're not newbies at this, all right? Teams like Dallas, this is where they crap out. They crap out. They get to the conference finals. They pull off a couple of upsets, and they crap out in the conference finals. A team like Golden State make the finals. And, you know, I don't think the supporting cast around Luka is good enough. I don't. So, you know, whether it's five, whether it's six, whether it ends up going seven, I think the Warriors are going to win this series, and Dallas is, you know, not the team that's again, off a loss. You know, maybe Dallas. At home, maybe Dallas. So, but, you know, game one, I wouldn't even consider the Mavs. And game two, given the spot, even with the spot, I'm still not convinced I'm going to get to the window with the Mavericks.
I'm just thinking back of the journey of the Mavericks in which the Utah Jazz were.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Minus 300 favorites against them, and they're still standing. They're still here. All right, late night anger management class. More with Teddy on the other side. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Am I the only one that's realized or noticed that head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, Jay Woodcroft, looks like Elon Musk? We'll get a picture up. We'll do the side by side shot tomorrow on the TV show. Teddy Carver's like Jay who, who and what now? Have you bet any hockey, Teddy? One period, one game, one anything?
Yes. I bet against the Leafs in Game 7.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the one.
Why? I mean, it jumped.
Why would you do that?
And I'm like, I have to bet against the Leafs Game 7, don't I? I mean, it was just
one
too
game.
Easy. And plus, game. You know, I do a show with Prez, and he's a lack of fan, so. The fact that I, you know, yeah, that's the one bet I made in the postseason. Yeah.
And you won, so you're going to retire 1-0.
We'll see. You know, there might be another one.
Speaking of which, though, those trends, yeah, Vasilevsky, the goalie of Tampa Bay and the Lightning, they're 17-0 off a loss in the playoffs. But they keep winning. They're 2-0 in this series. What about USFL, Teddy? You've been betting the USFL?
No, I really haven't. I haven't put the time into it. I haven't put the time into NFL. And honestly, nothing against USFL, but I'd rather put my time in NFL right now. Ask me anything. I'm good.
It's coming from a man who used to bet arena football too.
I did, but I mean, in arena football,
it was a different time of the year.
And it was a different era. And B, I had such good connections in that league, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the big edge in arena football, was because I was able to establish a network. And when you're living in Vegas and you got a network, that's worth something.
The Vegas,
I have no network for
advantage.
The USFL. Yeah.
No one does. It's a bunch of teams playing on a neutral field in Birmingham. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those.
Yeah.
It's one of those weird deals. But for me, Teddy, and I bet it a bit, and you know I'm done with it. I've won more than I've lost. But I would like. I'm one of these people. Like I would like to bet it more and watch it more. But the time of year was a horrible idea that they've done. Here, let's start our season and go head to head with the NHL and NBA playoffs and the NFL draft. Right? Like, seriously. Like, you know what I mean? Like, every weekend they've been on, they're literally head-to-head with a Game 7, with the play-in tournament or whatever. It's always been one thing after another. They really should have made it a midweek league, but then you get into, you know, there's a reason why they're on TV when they are. Because people would say, why the hell does the USFL go head-to-head with the NBA playoffs? Well, because Fox want counter-programming to the NBA playoffs. They know they're going to get massacred, but what are they going to do? Put Die Hard on, you know what I mean? They got to put something on. So it's cheap, the USFL, whatever. But I really think that they need to rethink when they air these games moving forward. Because I want to get into it, but you and I talked about NFL last week, and it's never too early. It's time to start doing it. College starts even sooner. And one thing, Teddy, NFL, not that the work doesn't have to be done, but there's not nearly the amount of teams, and there's not nearly the amount of turnover of the players. And I'm thinking right now, some summers, other, you know, I'm different every year. But I've got the itch right now. I'm like, you know what? it's time right now. I better get caught up with college football, like everybody. But I'm not talking about like just Oklahoma and Alabama and all the feud with A&M, but I'm talking about who's Kent State's quarterback, who's Akron's quarterback, what's going on with Western Michigan, what's up in San Diego State. Have you started? What's your deal with college football?
So that you start, you started, and then whenever you're talking, Gabe, I'm always, you know, in my head, I'm trying to think.
Oh, yeah, write it down. I'm going to talk about it. Right, yeah.
So you started talking about the USFL, and I'm right. And then you're like, I'm talking about the NFL, and then end up in college football. But just the one thing about the USFL, and then I'll talk about college football. But last thing about it is that, you know, again, you and I, well, we're not virgins. You know, we've been doing this a long time. How many different spring leagues have failed? The answer is all of them. Okay, they've all failed. Every single one of them, and many of them have come with money or big backing TV contracts, and none of
they
them
all failed.
Exactly. So this one will fail till, you know, until proven otherwise. It doesn't matter.
So
what
you're thing, almost like you're not fail. Getting emotionally attached, like getting a new pet. You don't want to do it.
Dude, all the teams are in Birmingham. Okay, you know they have different names on them, but they're all in Birmingham. I don't get it. You know. And to me, of all the bizarre things, that's the most bizarre of all. You know, yeah.
Why do they even bother doing home and road games with that? Just say versus, okay, guys? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So, college football, yeah, absolutely. My process is always NFL, then college. And I put the majority of time in college. In that'll become post All-Star break, you know, post MLB All-Star break will really be when I put most of my college time in. But have I done my initial foray? You better believe I have. Here's your team, all right? And by the way, in the first round, you were talking about the Mavs. You remember? I said Mavs 40-1 to sweep and 20-1 to win in five. And of course, they won in six because Utah hit that stupid shot at the end of game three.
Yeah.
But it's not like I haven't respected the Mavs this postseason. But that was all anti-Utah. But here's your little sleeper team, college football. Remember Western Kentucky last year with Zappe?
Yeah.
You know, what'd they do? They got the coordinator, they got the quarterback, they got the receivers, all from one program. Watch out for Washington State this year. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, the Cougs. Washington State, huh? Now, you know that it's college. It's coming. It's around the corner because ABC/ESPN have announced an initial TV schedule. They've announced their first six major games, including Georgia versus the Ducks. On Saturday, September the 3rd, 3:30 p.m. Eastern time, air quote, neutral field in Atlanta. played in L.A. Like, it's always these Pac-12 teams always have to go like to Atlanta to play these guys. So Georgia and the Ducks, Bulldogs on the Ducks, that's Saturday, September the 3rd. Later that night, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish at Ohio State. God, I hate both programs. Hate both schools. Notre Dame at Ohio State. That's the Saturday night game. Quite a day of football we have, though, I got to say.
And the Irish and the Buckeyes play. You're always rooting for the tie, dude.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say something mean, but I'm going to say something.
Fine, yeah.
But Florida State and LSU on the Sunday night, actually, that weekend, Teddy. Florida State versus LSU.
Did you see the point spread for Oregon, Georgia?
I was just going to get to the college football point spreads.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry.
I know. What, it's, so, all right. I like it. Teddy's ready.
It's more than two. The whole key that it's more than two touchdowns. It's a ton of respect for Georgia in that number.
I would have thought 17. 17 and a half, and it's 16 and a half right now. Look, Teddy, remember last year the Ducks got 14 to add OSU, right?
I do remember.
And it came down maybe to 10 and a half. It was 13 and a half in the summer. I think it might have closed at 11 or something like that. But they won the game outright. Is Georgia, are you ready to fade Georgia? They lost half the team of the NFL. Yeah. Hey, one interesting thing, but how about this, Teddy, for an angle? I love we're talking this game. Dude, the new coach of the Ducks, bro, is the defensive coordinator of Georgia.
Ding, ding, ding.
He knows this thing inside out, bro. It's not I used to be there. It's like, no. I'm the one that made that defense. You know what I mean? Like, he knows exactly what's going on there.
Yeah, I would. I'd be again, you always have a choice. You can lay points, you can take points, you can leave the game alone. For me,
no. Leave the game alone. That's no choice here. There's a guy with a gun. The guy with the gun. He says you got to bet it.
No. If you feel that way, you should get some help. You know, let's be real. You know, if you
don't insult our viewers and listeners.
Yeah. If you feel like you can't, like that someone's pointing a gun to your head to make a decision on every TV game, you should get some help. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not being insulting to anyone. But
tell that to Cam.
Cam should have gotten some help a long, long time ago. But he is.
There's some nights he bets like every baseball game. I'm like, Cam, listen, Rangers. It'd be like, you know, like Rangers Guardians. Let's just skip this one. Cam's like, no. Let's not skip it. I got a piece of it.
Got something on it, sure. And again, but Cam's been betting in that style for years.
He knows what he's doing.
At least he budgets himself appropriately, you know.
I wanted to ask you though,
he really does.
About USC, because you know what, we won't keep you in for the 11th inning. We'll get you out after here in a couple of minutes. A lot of hype about USC. Now they bring in another transfer. They're loading up. They got a star wide receiver from Pitt in Addison right now to go along with Caleb Williams. They're both from the D.C. area. I guess Addison knows Williams. I don't want to say they're best friends or anything, but they know each other. They're both from the same area. So it's a perfect setup right now. People are sort of, well, you know, Lincoln Riley's partially like, well, you know, give me a little bit of time to put this together, but there's a lot of talent right there. And Teddy, we got this new thing too. I didn't get to this last night, guys, if you didn't hear about it. So the Pac-12 scrapping the divisions, Teddy, because too often or not, they didn't really legitimately have their two best teams playing head-to-head in their conference championship game, and they want to get back into the playoff picture and stuff. So they dropped the divisions, and now it'll just be, you know, the top two teams, whoever they are in a conference championship game. Are you taking USC seriously as legitimate playoff contenders this year, Teddy, this upcoming season?
Okay, so here's my opinion about USC. And again, this comes down to, are we jaded? Yes. Are we experienced? Yes. Since Pete Carroll left USC, how much hype has been there around that program? Every year, USC is the team to beat.
Yep.
Literally. Every year, USC's got more talent. Okay? Show me. All right, Riley can put it together, but I really think, like, you look at that team on paper, they've got all kinds of defensive issues. They've got all kinds of offensive line issues. I don't see adding the Pitt star receiver, as that's not what they needed, okay? He might be a star. He might help them get a couple of quick strike touchdowns, but he's not the defensive help or the offensive line help that USC needs to win a national title this year. So
I get not winning because I don't believe, oh yeah, they're ready to, they're not better than Ohio State. They're not better than Alabama right now, but they put it this way. If they win the Pac-12 and they go undefeated, they're in the playoffs. Just point blank. They could get in with one loss even. Like, they're, the flash is back. But you're right, Teddy. I remember years ago in Vegas, people bet more on USC to win the title than every other team combined. Thanks, Teddy.
Cheers.
SportsGrid.com. Betting in.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Sites and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Right, we're getting some calls now, but we got Julio stepping up and in from the Windy City. We'll take some calls tomorrow. We'll start taking more calls on the show. We'll open up the lines tomorrow night, the Friday Night Freak Show. No mix, though. Mix only allowed on TV. It's too late. Radio's too late. You figure it'd be like the other way around? Be like, nah, we're not putting that guy on TV. It's like, no, we can put him on TV because he's not drunk yet. I included, you remember I told you like months ago? I said, we're never putting him on the radio again. I said, that's never happening. I said, I'll put him on TV. That'll keep him happy. Put him on a TV show. So tomorrow's the Friday Night Freak Show. We'll take some calls with Tony Finn. we'll take some calls. We'll open up the phone lines for Tony Finn. And how about this? The Vancouver Giants. You know who the Vancouver Giants are, Matthias? Is that a no?
No, Gabe. I have no idea who the Vancouver Giants were.
I'm perplexed by it. Number one, how long it takes you to answer a question. And number two, that you don't know. Come on. But no, the Vancouver Giants, they're a WHL hockey team. They play in one of the biggest junior leagues. Like basically a bunch of dudes that you're watching tonight play on the Colorado Avalanche and St. Louis Blues come from this league. And, you know, the WHL. It's basically like the, the SEC or the Big 12 or something. Like, it's big time hockey. But it's the first time ever that a girl was drafted. Actually, there's been goalies drafted before. She's the first time that a non-goalie woman has been drafted to play with men. She's that good. She's a defenseman. I guess I should say defensewoman. Either way, she's good. Congratulations.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.